Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
The government. It touches all our lives, that's for sure. And a lot of you might have election fatigue over the last few nights, sitting up watching what was going on across the water in the United States. But we're heading into our own election season, and it's going to be a lot shorter than that one, I'll tell you that for nothing. And it's important as well to get registering as soon as you possibly can, because this one's coming very, very quickly, November 29th. So it is official. Last night, Taoiseach Simon Harris confirmed that the general election will be held on November 29th. After weeks of speculation, many politicians are already hitting the campaign trail. I have to say, anecdotally, I've seen posters up for the last few weeks myself. I'm sure a lot of you have as well. On Friday, Harris will ask President Michael D. Higgins tomorrow to dissolve the 33rd Dáil. But before it's all over, we want to hear from you. How would you rate the performance of the current government? Let me know what you think. Get in touch with us on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. And you can also get involved on social media on X at Classic Hits Radio or Ireland's Classic Hits Radio on Facebook. So we're going to go to David first. Now, David, you're just not happy. You're not happy with what they did over the last few years. And you're here to tell us what you think about the whole thing. David, are you there? Okay, well, we've got Jimmy. Jimmy, you see it as a call to arms, do you?
How are you doing?
That's good to have you, Jimmy. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, well, look, it's election time, you know, and everyone's going, half the house is voting this way and half the house is voting that way, and the middle of the house won't vote at all. But,
And do you think people are going to vote the same way they did last time, or have you noticed anything?
Well, you see, it doesn't really. We're kind of, as far as voting is concerned, Ireland's backed into a corner as far as voting is concerned. You see, like I'm voting since a long time, since the early 80s, and whenever that election was, the first election in the 80s, whenever that was, thereafter. But you vote for something, but you only get what you're given. And so, it's never been any, like, people have never got what they voted for.
What never. Do you mean? Things like coalitions and that, and, you know, the compromise?
No, I'm talking about, you're asking the question, what's the current government like, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm in my mid-60s, and since I started voting in the early 80s, it's the same government that I'm talking about. Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael.
Right.
It's just the two of them are working hand in hand now.
The two-party system.
Well, but it always was. The same in America, left and right, it doesn't matter. They're still working for the man, like.
Well, there's two big parties, but there's a third as well, Sinn Féin.
No, but you see, with Sinn Féin, all my life was like, all my young adult life was like, Sinn Féin.
We lost Jimmy there. Okay, we'll see if David's there. David, are you here with us? Okay, we've lost David and Jimmy. Okay, well, there you go. We'll try and get them back on the line. But, I mean, the Irish government, like, it formed in 2020 and it's enacted a number of significant policies across various sectors. I mean, the housing, of course, is something that everybody's talking about. Everybody wants to know what's going to happen with that. It's going to be a top priority, I think, in this election. Social housing delivery and rental affordability and all that. Climate change as well is going to be a big topic, certainly for the politicians. And there's a lot of voters as well that are very concerned about that. And then you'd wonder, where did the Greens fall into that category as well? Because in the latest polls, working in my other job doing news here, I come in on a Sunday morning and there's always some sort of poll that's been done by the Sunday Independent and that, and the Greens just aren't, they're not doing quite as good as they would hope or like to be in those polls. So renewable energy, climate action fund, you know, these things are going to be important as well. But health, I mean, is it just the obvious things that we have to be concerned about? Is it a repeat of every election? And do you wonder if there's going to be any significant changes to what the next government looks like? Get in touch with us on 087-188-0008. We're trying to get our callers back at the moment. They'll be back on in no time. Mental health services seems to be something people are concerned about, and primary care reform, regular increases in social welfare payments. We talked about that during the week as well, about the double payments that are coming up in November. I think I've got David back on the line now anyway. So, David, are you here with us?
Hi, AJ. Yeah, sorry about that.
It's Gary now. It's Gary now.
Oh, Gary. Sorry. Sorry.
You're on the
sorry,
air now,
sorry,
David. Sorry. So tell me this.
Hi, Gary. Yeah.
Yeah. Hi to you. You're not happy with what happened over the last 4 years.
No, I think the way they handled COVID was a disgrace, and it's not going to be looked at. The way they dealt with cancer and all the rest of it was a disgrace, and the same people. No one's going to be sacked. No one's going to be dealt with properly, and the people just moved on into higher and better paid jobs. They just take the piss. They're taking money for nothing. I think it'd be very interesting if a law was brought in that required the politicians in the Dáil,
yeah,
they were remunerated based on the profit or the increased profitability and the increased wealth of the country, rather than just given an overly huge salary, because obviously all the Irish TDs, they're well overpaid compared to their European neighbours.
And I don't ask you, maybe it's personal because some people don't like to say which way they vote, but was your vote reflected in the last coalition? Was there anyone in there that you may have voted for?
No.
Okay. So do you think you're going to vote?
And it never will be, because the way it's done over here, the ridiculous of when we say we'll have the election in November, I very much doubt whether there'll be actually any form of government put together till probably the following June.
It took a while last time, didn't it, David?
Yeah, well, it will do, because you've got a ridiculous voting system. Yeah.
Would you be happy to see that voting system changed in any way?
I definitely think it ought to be changed. I think voting should be made compulsory, and if nobody with less than fewer than 50% of their electorate voting for them, they should be disqualified from standing, and then another person and obviously a re-election happening, so that we genuinely have people who stand for the majority of people's views. Because currently, what the current government, they had fewer than what, one in five people voting for them.
There's been an argument going around that it's a very quick election, that people haven't had enough time to sort of get themselves together. I mean, the voter registration itself, I mean, that's a quick turnaround for the end of the month. Do you think maybe the government are banking on that?
I have no idea. But Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, they know that they're going to be forming the next government, and one will support the other, and the whole sort of happy shenanigans will just continue on.
Do you think that's the way it's going to shake out, David? Do you think we're going to end up with Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil again?
Absolutely. Yeah. There are enough people who will just. There are so many people in Ireland who are employed by the government, or paid by the government. They are going to vote for the status quo ante. And that is the way it's a self-perpetuating system.
So I get the impression you're not a big believer in coalitions.
I think it's an absolute waste of time.
A waste of time. I mean, there are many permeations we could have after this election. I mean, you could have, of course, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil with independence. You could have Sinn Féin.
Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will never, ever give Ireland what Ireland needs. They don't think out of the box. Very few of them, there's a lot of them, who've never run a business. They've never done anything, achieved anything. There are a few that have got farms and stuff, but they've never actually run them. They mostly leave that to a lot of farms in Ireland. They may well have somebody managing them, but typically the contractors come in and do all the work.
So you think they're out of touch?
Totally out of touch. They get a huge salary, way above what they're worth. There should be some sort of profit-related pay, for want of a better way of putting it. Give them a basic minimum salary, and then on top of that, if they do a good job and make Ireland wealthy, then they should get which is what they should do. They're setting the platform by which Ireland can achieve.
Well, the Taoiseach on the Thánaiste would say to you that the economy is in pretty good nick.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think it's in crap nick. I think Ireland's in deep trouble.
Right. Well, it's
there may be lots of money being spent, but in truth, what I see on the streets, you know, there are pubs. Why are pubs shutting? Taxes are very slow at the moment. Taxes tend to be the barometer of the economy.
Well, there's no doubt in the last couple of months, certainly around budget time, there was plenty of pushback from the restaurant industry, the hospitality industry, and small business as well. And they would say that the VAT rate is killing their business. And we're actually going to be touching on that a little later on. But I wonder, do you think there'd be a backlash over that? Because it's very difficult to run anything in the hospitality industry in Ireland at the moment.
Well, if they change the VAT rate by 10%, 10% on your bill at a restaurant, is that going to make the difference whether you go out for a meal or not? That is what I'm saying. There isn't the money around in the first place. There's very little money around.
Mm.
People haven't got the economy is not doing well.
It's similar in a way to the events recently in the United States, in the sense that the economy, the structure of the economy is pretty good, but the reality of it for day-to-day life, things are just too expensive and people don't have any money at the end of the week for the essentials.
That's because the whole stupid fuel thing. If you look at the fuel price over the last 10, 15 years, fuel prices have more than doubled, which has put everything through, because they're going after this stupid net zero nonsense. You know, wind turbines do not work. If you look up Warren Buffett, now I would argue that Warren Buffett, he knows what he's talking about when it comes to investments. Warren Buffett owns a load of wind farms. Now he states categorically the only reason he owns wind farms is for the tax credit. They have no function other than the tax credit.
Well, they're certainly not going to solve all the problems. But stay with me, David, because I want to go to Sharon. Because Sharon, you'd like to see some changes. You'd like to go in a different direction. You think we need Trump over here or somebody like him.
Well, listening to that man there, he sounds very intelligent. I'd agree with a lot of what he said. Yeah, Trump is a businessman. And the government needs to be run like a business with people who can negotiate and have balls. I mean, they just seem to do what they want.
The first person that comes to my mind, Sharon, when you say that, is someone like Michael O'Leary.
Now, there's a man who could probably run the country, and a lot of people have said it.
Can I butt in there? Michael O'Leary was a disaster with Ryanair initially, and John Ryan sent him off to Southwest Airlines in America, and Michael O'Leary had the wit to get out the photocopier, and he photocopied Southwest Airlines operating manual and came back, and that's how John Ryan turned Ryanair around. And he basically Ryanair became Southwest Airlines in Europe.
He would argue he's taken it to new heights, far past the photocopier, David.
Well, basically all he did was he rolled out the business plan of Southwest Airlines.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sharon, I want to ask you, what do you make of the last 4 years of the government? What do you make of the job they did?
It's shocking how they have let the housing crisis get so bad, and all these, you know, apartments that are creeping up everywhere. I'd love to know who's going to live in them, because my child won't be able to afford it. A lot of our children will not be able to afford those apartments. So who's going to afford them?
Do you think housing is going to be one of the big hot button topics in this general election?
Well, it should be. It absolutely should be. And the government can be very generous to certain people and not support other people at all.
And would
you know? And a lot of it is not known. A lot of the things that they do is not known.
And the last general election, did anyone you vote for end up in government? Were you happy with what you were handed in 2020?
No. What I will be voting for is what I voted for last time. I'll vote in independence. I know it's not going to make a government, but I personally just feel the only thing I can do is vote some independence, hopefully, in. Because I just don't think anything of our government. And an awful lot of people I speak to feel the same way. The health system as well. I know somebody who's having cancer treatment at the moment is waiting on tests now. And waiting, you know. So the health system and the housing crisis are two big, the main points, I think.
And do you think, Sharon, there's anyone in the opposition or any sort of coalition that could be put together after the next general election that would actually address the two issues you just mentioned, housing and healthcare, that they'd actually do something about it?
Well, I've spoken to a few independents and I need to review them again now. But they have said they're all enthusiasm. And I think, well, they're a bit younger. They've probably been burned a bit by the things that have happened when they've tried to buy houses. Luckily, I bought my house at a time when they were, you know, seemed expensive at the time, but nowhere near what they are now. So I think the younger people, you know, have a good understanding of it since they've had to deal with ridiculous mortgages and price hikes. You know,
you think maybe the older politicians are a little bit out of touch?
Yeah,
absolutely. All right, Sharon, stay with me there. I want to go to Jimmy. Jimmy, you see the next general election as a call to arms, purely politically, I'm assuming.
No, I'm just going on what I've seen all my life, and it's just increasingly getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Like, you know.
In what way, Jimmy? What do you see over, what do you see over the last 4 years that you're absolutely outraged by?
I could give you a list of things, but the most thing is the way the government just imposed on local communities with people who the government didn't even know who they were. Never mind where the locals know who they are. Like, it's what the government have done there over the last 4 years. My small little communities bringing in hundreds of men into small little communities all over the country.
So the immigration issue is a big thing for you?
But that's not an immigration thing to me. It's a plantation thing to me.
Right, well, I mean, it would be classified under...
I have no problem with immigration, but I have a major problem with plantation.
Yeah, and do you think the government...
That's what it is. Do I think the government... It just happened under their nose and they didn't even know about it. Like, or you see, when you vote, anyone who votes and anyone who's voted for the last 60 or whatever it is years, they never get what they vote for. You get what they're given. And there's no government in the Western world that's running their country. Their country is run by the man. Their country is run by the big guys who say where inflation goes, where this goes, where money goes, how much you owe, how much you don't owe, and blah, 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 and this is how you're going to do it. You trying to tell me that whatever his name is there now, whatever his name is, who's Taoiseach.
Simon Harris. Simon Harris.
What a joke. You know what I mean? And all they're doing is carrying a flag. That's it. If you can do that. You know what I mean?
You think the government just aren't listening to people?
The government don't have to listen to people because the people have proven that. The people have proven to successive governments that they get away with it. The biggest protest there was about the water. And there was more to it than just the water, but... Anyway,
the water charges, yeah, the protests.
But that was the biggest protest nearly for about forever or something.
And you got a U-turn from the government on that. Stay with me, Jimmy. I want to go to Rob. You think that the last government did nothing for the people?
Good night to you, Gary.
Good evening.
Yeah, I mean, where do I start? with this current government, this one that's about to be dissolved tomorrow. I gave them a fair wind at the start, though, Gary. I will say that I voted FF at the time.
Yeah.
I gave them a fair wind, and I said, let's see, but okay, I know events took over with COVID and what have you, but then even on COVID, they made a complete mess of as well. Talk about an overreaction with the longest lockdown in the world. I think it's the second longest one in Europe. It was absolutely, you know, way up there. It was just absolute. And then we had the Sinn Féin opposition who are looking for more draconian measures during that time, if you remember, Gary. That put me off them as well.
So do you think the opposition have a chance into this election? Because, I mean, Sinn Féin would be the third biggest.
I think they're all fragmented and... So you have Sinn Féin, who more or less mirror image what the government as regards policies, has put out there. Pretty much said they'll do the same things with a few little tweaks and what have you.
So you're looking for more difference between them?
Pardon?
You're looking for more difference between them, like a clearer kind
of... Yeah, I think... Yeah, but... We've got to change the policies, though, here, Gary. I mean, they're ruining our country presently with this extreme Marxist, hard left liberal thinking that's going on at the moment. That's absolutely unbelievable. They're being led and said by Europe. Everything is just rubber stamped. There's no questioning. And it makes me wonder, are they in it for themselves or are they in it for the people? I think pretty much that they're in it for the people.
And but do you know, Rob, have you made your mind up yet, Rob, about who you're going to vote for?
Looking at it, right, OK, I would probably vote for Padraig Tobin's party, Aintu.
Aintu, yeah.
But they're small.
They're running a lot of TDs. I think they're optimistic about how they're going to do.
They're running a lot, but they've only got Padraig in the door at the moment. And hopefully that changes, because we need some common sense thinking here, Gary, to be honest.
I've got Terry on the line, and you think they've lost their way?
Yeah, I do.
In what way,
no,
Terry?
I think once Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, they didn't want to fucking say that they lost the last time and Sinn Féin was in. So they decided to go together, you know what I mean? Nothing. They're both the same. They're both the same. Two cheeks, the same arse. You know?
Well, they had the numbers, Terry, and they could form a government, and it was a successful government.
But
it stuck together.
Individually, parties over the years, they were opposite parties.
Yeah.
And they only went in because the numbers, because they didn't want Sinn Féin to get in and see the books. That's basically, as far as I'd be concerned.
And what do you think will happen, Terry, after this general election? How do you think the Dáil will look?
Well, I would hope that Sinn Féin would get enough votes with the independents as well, because I think each individual, you know, the likes of Breed Smith, Joan Collins, Catherine Murphy, Roisin, I believe that all of them, we're only exposed to what's been going on in this country for the past 100 years because of the independents. Because they're telling us what was going on. You know, the Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael weren't going to let you know. The progressive Democrats around like that. They weren't going to tell you. You know, why would they? All the deals that they've done. They're not going to tell you. So I would like Sinn Féin to get in, or to even get in with Fianna Fáil. I believe that they probably would.
It's a possibility, Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil together?
Yeah, I do believe that that could happen. I don't believe it will ever happen with Fine Gael, but then again, like, you know, you never know. You never know if they're, you know what I mean? You just never know.
You don't. It's true. You never know, because when they're trying to form this, the governments, I mean, you see all deals done, that deals that you never thought would happen. Indeed, we saw it with Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. No one ever would have said to you, if somebody had said to you 30 or 40 years ago that those two parties would be in government together, you would have said they'd lost their minds.
Yeah, but you see, politics is different from 100 or 40 years ago. politics now is a good, cushy job. You've only to do it for a few years. You get a nice pension. You get in to see all the contracts all around. You get your pals to come in and do them, and you make all of your own nice and cushy. And you're getting all your backhanders and all that. Like, that's what's going on. That's literally what's going on in this. For the little Joe Soap, you know, it's, unless you know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody, it's not going to happen, really. You know what I mean? Unless
it's going to be honest. Sorry, Terry, it's going to be an interesting 3 weeks ahead of us with people making up their minds. When you're, you know, chatting to your friends and family and things like that, do you get the impression that they really want to get some change going? They're sick of it.
I don't believe people think a change will happen. You know what I mean? I think people are ready to just potter on and get, you know what I mean? I think it's the people themselves don't really, you know, politics, like the likes of the big major parties and all that were frightened of just, say, the water protest. They were frightened of that. And then they threw a stick, you know, we give you this, that and the other, you know. We still haven't gotten a referendum about the water. And that was a few years ago. You know, they think that we should kind of forget. They're after giving everybody, anyone that's on social welfare or whatever, or, you know, they gave me a few bob on my electricity bill, I suppose, and anybody else, you know, they're giving them. So it's fresh in your memory. This government has been good to me. No, they fucking weren't. You know what I mean? They were good to themselves. They were good to themselves. They weren't good to anybody. This is a very rich country. And in all honesty, like, you have, just say, a woman in a house. She has a budget. And she knows if she needs a new Hoover, what she could how much she can spend on our Hoover. She knows if she needs a little bike shed, how much she can spend on the bike shed. Like, they spend money because there's no accountability for it. There's nobody calling them to task about it. Like, anybody that is running a house on a budget and goes over budget, they know that they can't pay their bills. Our government don't give a Highlanders about any of us.
So, Terry, you know, the National Children's Hospital and the bike shed, those are things that spoke to you over the last 4 years, that you saw and you went, I've had enough of this.
Look at how much it cost. Look at how much it cost. Look at how much it cost. Do you know? No, and we're badly needed it. The dearest hospital in the bleeding in the world. What the? Where do they think they are? Where do they think they are? And all that they're saying is they're pushing it down. You know, we don't even know the final figure on that. We don't even know the final figure on that. So the likes of primary care and all of that, that's been in the pipeline for just say 15 years. And nobody wants, you know what I mean? There's always a kind of a pushback. Nobody wants to do it because somebody's losing money or somebody. When COVID happened, there wasn't a party planning company. And next of all, they had all the big COVID contracts. All of the breeding machines, they all came in, and nobody, like, look at the amount of money that was wasted. And that was all because of somebody's friend got banned contracts. You know what I mean? None of us is, well, I think some people are just happy enough to, they have their wages and that's it, you know what I mean? Or whatever, you know, social welfare, whatever that they have. I don't care what people have, you know. But I just really think we haven't had a statesman in this country since Michael Collins. Since fucking Michael Collins.
You're going back a bit there, Terry. You're going back a bit there,
100 years.
Stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me because I want to go to to Sean. Sean, you think they're calling an early election because no one's organised to run against them?
Yeah, basically. I mean, we all know Sinn Féin's situation with the texting scandal that went on. They're on their knees at the moment, and Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are taking advantage of it, calling an early election. I mean, look, straight off, closing date for a register of elections or register to vote is next Wednesday. How many people are going to get on that electoral ticket before Wednesday?
Well, Sinn Féin were like the party in waiting, really, in 2020. If you looked at the results that they gained in that general election, one would have assumed in 2020 that we'd be looking at Sinn Féin in government in some way in the following election. So, but you don't think their chances are all that good this time round?
Not as long as Mary Lou McDonald's leading the party. They're done for at this stage. It's all excuses. It's the same as we get from Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil.
And how did you feel, Sean, over the last 4 years with the rotating Taoiseach? We've had three of them.
Does it matter? Really, does it matter? We were sold down the river a long time ago to Europe. It doesn't matter whether it's Micheál Martin, who I am going to say it now, is a disgrace for a Corkman, coming from a Corkman.
I thought he was super popular in Cork. I thought everyone in Cork loved Micheál Martin.
Yeah, they'd love him to move out.
What did you make of his? What did you make of the job he did as Taoiseach?
As in, did he fix the housing problem, the health problem, the cost of living problem? He was marvellous. I'd never vote for the man ever again.
And do you know how you're going
to
vote? Do you know how you're going to vote, Sean?
I'll need to take a good, long, hard look in the mirror. They do.
Do you know how you're going to vote in this election?
I don't, I'll be honest with you. I'd probably go independent because that's the only chance of, well, it's not really a chance because we all know they're not going to get into government, but I would rather put in my vote and have a say on things than not vote and still be bitching and moaning about it in 4 or 5 years' time.
I wanted to talk to the country tonight about this because I wanted to get a general feel for how people are kind of what direction they're going in when it comes to what's going to happen in 3 weeks, really. I mean, it's a quick turnaround and I'm hearing an awful lot of independent talk. Are you surprised at that?
I'm not surprised they've called this early an election. No, I mean, they have Sinn Féin on their knees at the moment and they're going to walk in again. It's going to be Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. The Greens are probably going to get annihilated, as Labour did previously in any of these coalitions. And rightly so, to be honest with you.
What I mean, though, is are you surprised that a lot of people are saying that they're going to vote independent?
I'm not surprised. People are fed up. But the only problem is there's not enough independents running. The only reason they called this early election is if they gave it another 4 or 5 months, someone could have stood up and organized something and probably tried to make a difference. But that's all out the window now. I mean, nobody's going to organize that in 3 weeks unless the people of this country see what's happening. They're being divided by our politicians. Everything our politicians do is to divide the different classes, to divide the different groups, social groups. They don't want us united. The only time we united was in the water protest. And they bottled it and did a U-turn on it. Ever since then, let's give an extra payment here and sure the working folk are going to follow with them and let's bring in some immigrants and they're going to follow with them and it's all divide and conquer.
If you were to give any advice to a politician today about what they should be talking about on the 29th of November, in the run-up to the 29th of November, what one piece of advice would you give them?
To be honest, maybe consider what it is to be an Irish person nowadays and consider treating Ireland first and not following the rules of Europe first and foremost. I mean, I'm sorry, I didn't elect Simon Harris, but neither did I elect Ursula von der Leyen. And she's the one running our country at the moment.
Okay. Sean, stay with me. I want to go to Jonathan because, Jonathan, you think that the government hates us.
I don't think that. Good evening, Gary.
Good evening.
How are you? I don't think that. They've openly displayed that narrative. They openly hate us. Everything they do is to divide us and keep us down. And then they deny. Like, what did Micheál say before the last election? He would definitely be going into government with the other parties. And then they jump ship. I live by a very simple philosophy with these people. If the lips are moving, they're telling lies. It's very simple at this stage. Like the man there before me said, run by Europe. I've been run by NGOs in this country to the tune of 8.5 billion a year to tell us all how racist we are on a daily basis. It's nonsense what's going on in this country and it has to stop.
And in 2020, when you voted, was it reflected in the government that came out of it? Were you left disappointed?
Absolutely not, because up until 2020, I was a moron like a lot of people in this country voting for Sinn Féin. But I've woken up since then. I've never put a vote to them again, ever.
Why?
Because they're in line with the government. They're in league with every vote in that stall. Sinn Féin are voting with them on all sorts of things that I don't agree with. Transgender issues in school, I have a big, big problem with that. Like I said, the children's hospital, it'll never operate properly. It's a money pit. The biggest building in the world in Abu Dhabi was built. It's a gleaming jewel in the desert. And it didn't cost as much as that monstrosity did up there in the James' hospital. The bike shed. They're talking about the metro system from the air from Euston Station to Dublin. Not one sod is broken ground. It's cost us $300 million on consulting fees alone. You go into the hospitals in this country, they keep talking about all the migrants keeping the hospitals open. It's broken English and bad service across the board. The place is a disgrace. And don't keep telling me you're one of the richest countries in the world. Because I seriously do hope that when Donald Trump gets back into power, he taxes all these American companies out of this country. And we have to start fending for ourselves again. Farming our own food, fishing our own waters, and manufacturing things for ourselves. We need to get back on track. Self-sustainable is what we need to be on this little island of ours.
That's very green talk, Jonathan.
Sorry, very what, sorry?
That's very green talk.
Green?
Green, yeah. Self-sustainable, self-renewable, the whole shebang.
No, but I'm not talking about all this. I'm talking about going back to just using them because they're the back of your cow to fertilise your ground. Farm, fish in your own waters. We're giving all our fish and waters away. We're not allowed to farm. Reduce the herd, reduce everything. Stop, get out of Europe. Get away from that cesspit to begin with. And start from the ground up if we have to. But get this country back to being our country and start propping it again. Like I said, we've been ruined. We're being ruined. A tiny little island nation on the outskirts of Europe. And we're being destroyed by our own government at the hands of people outside of this country. And the waste is stomach-churning. I mean, I read a thing there before they close up now for end of business for before the election. Did they sneak in another couple of million quid for themselves to run the government? Somewhere along the line.
Yeah. And are you going to vote, Jonathan? Are you
going to
vote?
Oh, I'm going to vote. It'll be Irish Freedom Party and Independence. Because I live in the country. I live down here. There's not very many candidates around. So we'll be very limited in who I can choose to vote for. But it'll be the Irish Freedom Party. And ain't too maybe if they're down this way and Independence. But I will never, ever vote for a major party in this country ever again.
Sean, are you there?
Yeah.
What do you make of that? Again, another person thinking independent this time, Jonathan?
Well, the only hope of ever making any change is if we get enough people to stand up and be counted.
So we don't need more politicians in this country.
No, we don't need career politicians.
We don't. We need businessmen and people that know what they're doing.
We need business people and regular people that actually care about this country to stand up and
that's
be
it.
Counted.
We don't need any more career politicians like my father. And
no,
we don't. We're sick of them. They don't do anything.
To be straight up and honest with you, I'd nearly take a page out of the American handbook. I'd
take two pages.
I'd
take the whole book.
Take two pages out of it. And none of these politicians should be able to run more than twice.
The only thing like you're saying there,
honest,
if we're voting...
They get into it and they get comfortable, they sell their vote, they become corrupt, and they're more concerned about what's going in their back pocket than anything that's going in theirs.
And that's what it is. Like I said, they're flooding the country with people we know nothing about. There's just waste everywhere. The place is a disgrace.
Listen, a lot of people texting in tonight and calling in indeed to the show saying similar things to what both of you are saying, that we need somebody, you know, we need some politicians in charge that effectively aren't politicians. They come from the business world.
But that's just it. You want people that tell the truth. Politicians are just, they lie by nature. It's part of what they do. When their lips move, it's a lie.
Yeah, but the question always is then, when people say, oh, a businessman should run the country, like who? You know, who?
Donald Trump.
Well, Donald Trump's, he's got his own country to
look
after.
No, but I'm sure there's plenty of... Well, what about Casey? I'm sure there's people in this country that said, I don't have all the answers. I just know we need massive changes. And we need, look what happened there in the local elections there, going back. We need local people now getting out and forming smaller parties and just putting a dint in the majority of votes that these bigger parties are getting. And any independent we can get into the doll going forward is a shot across the bow for the ones sitting in the government seats to tell them that the tide is changing. And the toilet, it's coming.
That's all very well and good, but do you think that's what will happen?
Well, if the people of this country don't wake up, and especially, and I will say this again and again, If young people in working class communities in this country don't start voting, it'll never change. Because you mark my words, when you go to Mulhood and Malahide and Fianna Fáil places, their young people are voting. Inner city Dublin, inner city Cork, inner city Limerick, all these inner city kids, once they turn 18, they have to start voting. It should be a law in this country. I don't care who you vote for, but you should be required by law to vote in this country once you become voting age.
Another thing that's come up a couple of times tonight, people saying compulsory voting. I know they have it in Australia.
It's civic duty. It should be a civic duty of yours to vote in this country. You should be forced to do it. I don't know who you vote for. The vote is up to you who you vote for. But you should definitely have to vote when you're turned 18 in this country. It should be automatically just put onto the register.
Jonathan, was there anything that this government did that you liked? He said, I don't like the look of that.
Not a thing. What did he do? They implemented pouches into schools when they told us during COVID they couldn't put 10 million to ventilate all the schools in this country to keep our children safe.
Were you happy with the budget?
No. It's just buying people off. Short-term memory loss. These people are going to vote now because, what, they got bought off for a couple of shekels. Their energy bills are going to cost more than the 300 quid whatever they're getting over the Christmas or the 600 quid. Their energy bills are going to cost more. Their shopping's going to cost more. Fuel and their car's going to cost more. They'll be in debt by the time it's all said and done with their little throwaway giveaways. But the ones in the door filling their pockets with their equipment for their credit cards and all the rest of it, these people are not going to go hungry or cold. You know, and they don't live like us.
Yeah.
This is true, but when they're telling me how they know about this and they know about that, they know nothing. They know nothing.
No, right.
You know, look at Micheál Martin, what did he say? He doesn't want any backward idea of sovereignty. But when he's talking about the Ukraine, oh no, they need the sovereignty. Everyone else needs their sovereignty, except us, according to that man. So I'll say again, anyone that votes them again and then whinges about them, they get what they deserve. But I think in this country, like I said, we need grassroots now. Take a leaf from what happens in America and grassroots on the ground and start frightening these people of the change in their policies. They don't want to do it because they've been asked and forced them to do it by the fact that they lose their cushy little jobs.
Billy, I have you on the line. You say you'd give them a C.
I'd say closer to a D, Gary.
A D, so a C minus.
A C minus, yeah. They look, in fairness, they haven't been great, but they haven't been the worst government that we've ever had either at the same time.
Right, and what way? What do you think they did right and what do you think that they did wrong?
So, and I get a lot of criticism from this, but managed us out of COVID. The economy is in roaring good health. Unemployment is at 4%. There's money back in people's pockets for the most part. The budgets have been quite generous over the last 3 years. So there are benefits there. Of course, there are issues there. Law and order has fallen off a cliff. As one of the previous commentators said, there's issues with the immigration system in the country. And, you know, inflation, which is something that is a global problem, they're having issues with inflation in the rest of Europe and in the US at the moment. So it's not just us that is suffering from inflation, is an issue that everyone's suffering. So it's a little bit beyond their control, but it's something that they're trying to manage. The Green Party, absolute, unmitigated disaster.
So would you be happy, Billy, if we returned a government that had Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil in it at the very least?
Personally, I won't be voting for either of them, but I don't see another option for government going in.
Do you know who you're going to vote for? Have you made your mind up?
I haven't. I have not made my mind up, but I will not be voting for Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Sinn Féin. I don't know who I will be voting for, but I will not be voting for those three parties.
So what would be the main reasons you would need to have checked before you go and cast your ballot? What are the things you want from the next government?
I'd be reading the manifestos firstly. If anyone calls to my door, I'd be questioning them on their manifestos. I would like to see a rival radio station had Helen McEntee on this morning. She's been an unmitigated disaster in justice. She claims our city centres are safe. They are far from safe. I would not feel safe or comfortable walking down the streets of Dublin, Cork or Limerick after dark in any circumstance. There's not enough visible policing in this country. There is an uneasy air about a lot of our urban spaces, and that's something that the government, and Fine Gael in particular, who've been there since 2011 and have had justice since 2011, have a lot to answer for.
Okay, Billy, well, there you go. Stay with me, Billy, because I want to go to Des. Des, you think it's been a toxic government.
Hey, Gary.
How are you doing? Go ahead there.
Grand, another brother. Yeah, no, I think the government is toxic between the two of them. And I don't believe that any politician that calls to a house is going to listen to anyone in there about how hard it is to get by on a day-to-day basis. You just think they're a waste of time now. And to be honest with you, I think Europe is broken. We're sending politicians over there and they're having interviews for big jobs and they don't give a shit. Like, you know, it's just the whole system is broken. And there's another thing as well. The biggest thing I think that the government are failing us in is accountability. Because if you look back over the last 10 years and you look at all the different silly rotating T-shirts that know they're going to be only there for 2 years and they get the big job, and then they look at the ministers that they put into each, and all of those ministers have failed in their departments and none of them have been sacked. When is the last time a minister has, or a politician has been sacked from their position for not doing their job properly? I know people will give out about Donald Trump and all these different leaders, but at the end of the day, he runs his business from the Oval Office, and if you're not doing your job, you're out the door. He's always looking for the best people. I know I don't agree with what he says, but he looks for the best people in the job all the time. And we've Simon Harris swanning off every so often on the jet going over to silly meetings in Europe. Europe is broken now, I think, and it's dictatorship. It's wrong. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'll be going out to vote, and I won't be voting for Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael. And I know myself that it's going, you know, for the government to work, it would take all of the parties apart from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and then they still mightn't have enough to get in. But that doesn't say that would work either, but it would be close to change. And they've done it in England. They've done it in America now. We need to just get out, get off our arses and get out and vote and stop giving out about everything and get out and vote and make your vote count and make Micheál Martin and Simon Harris see that this country doesn't want their politics anymore. Other than that, it's going to be the same thing again for another 4 or 5 years and it's just toxic.
And what do you think, Des? Do you think that's what's going to happen? Or are we going to get more of the same?
I'd love to see it happening because Simon Harris has planned this election in a way that he's going to be back in power and probably be Taoiseach again, which I hope doesn't happen. But he's planned it in a way that that's going to happen with the way he's called it, the amount of time he's left for canvassing and registering you for your vote. So, to be honest with you, unless the Irish people all go out and vote and say we're not going to take this anymore, it's not going to change. And the typical Irish person over here will give out behind closed doors and then they'll just accept, oh, well, look, at the government threw us a few hundred euro to keep us quiet. But that's only the tip of the iceberg. You know, there's so much money in this country. It's just not going in the right places. And I think accountability is the biggest thing that we're not seeing for everything that they do on a day-to-day basis. It's just toxic.
And in this government, as we had three Taoiseachs, or Taoiseachí, as it would be the correct grammar, which one of them stood out the most to you, or do you rate any of them?
None of them. Absolutely none of them now. It's just gone too bad now. The country has gone, it's so broken now that, I mean, Eamon Ryan, I mean, where did we get him from? Like, you know, Simon Harris, oh yeah, well, I'll just take over. We didn't even vote for him. Micheál Martin is in it too long now. It's just broken and it needs to be fixed. And the only people that can fix this now are the Irish people. And they all need to get out and have their say and say, well, hold on a second, we're not going to do this anymore.
I'm sorry, Gary.
Go ahead there, Billy, yeah.
Can I ask a question? That gentleman's name is what again?
Des.
Des, I just want to pick you up on one thing that you said, Des, which is you said we didn't vote for Simon Harris. You do understand we don't vote for the Taoiseach.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, well, so it's down. Well, it's
the
down
Fine Gael
to the
parliamentary
down to the,
party. Do yeah, they
it's down.
For their
it's
leader,
down to the
yeah.
government. It's down. It's down to the government of the day to elect the leader of that government.
Yes,
that's the way the process
happened.
Works. It's,
I
know it's the way
that,
it's always
I know
worked in the country.
Well, look what
okay,
happened.
Okay, just want to pick you up on that because
look,
that was.
Thanks very much. Look what happened in 2020. We all thought Sinn Féin were going to have a piece of the pie, and
no, we didn't all think that.
Well.
We didn't
okay,
all
right.
think that.
They did very well, Billy.
That.
Billy, they did very well in the last election.
They did very well.
Fianna Fáil and Fianna Gael did everything in their power to make sure Sinn Féin had nothing to do with the government.
But Sinn Féin didn't run enough candidates to form a government.
Yeah, I know. I
Ergo,
know that,
they
I
were
know.
Never okay. going to get into power.
You can say, I'm going to vote for anybody but Fianna Fáil or Fianna Gael, and you know yourself there's not going to be enough people in any other to form
I say that fully in the knowledge that whoever I vote for will most likely not make it into government. I'm voting
know.
For someone
yeah.
who will most likely end
yeah.
up in opposition. I yeah. know that.
So,
I do that in full knowledge. I didn't
yeah. so,
I didn't vote for Sinn Féin. I've never voted for Sinn
right,
Féin.
Right.
But
okay.
there
so
were a lot of people
Sinn
in 20 excuse me, there was a lot of people in 2020 who believed voting for Mary Lou McDonald, sorry, voting for Sinn Féin was a vote for Mary Lou McDonald, which it was not. We do not run on an American-style system. You know, we don't have
myself,
that here.
I think myself, Mary Lou McDonald's vote has now, you know, sailed, and I think there's time for change.
I would agree with
anyway,
you on that.
Apart from that, if you were to say, over the last 10 years, what have Fianna Fáil and Fianna Gael done for this country and say, right, I'm going to give Sinn Féin and some other people a chance and actually make your vote count by voting for Sinn Féin and independence and saying, right, and if everyone was to take that tune and say, right, let's give change a chance. Because
but
Sinn what
Féin
have
aren't,
we got to lose
Sinn Féin
now?
Aren't Sinn Féin aren't a change that a lot of people want.
No, but okay, so what do, you know you're not going to get change then.
I'm not going to get changed, but what I'm voting
then,
for is
you know
someone
what?
Who's going to hold
then,
the,
you know
the government to account. That's what I'm voting
never
for this time.
Change.
Someone who's going
never,
to challenge
it doesn't
them.
Matter. It doesn't matter. They can challenge them all they want, and when a vote comes to the doll, they win it every time. Every time there's a bill passed, Sinn Féin will always be toured best because of that. And as far as people keep the same mind of voting for someone else that's not going to get into government, we're never going to have change in this country.
All right, lads. Well, there you go, Billy and Des. That's a conversation that I think everybody's going to be having over the next 3 weeks. Who are you going to vote for? Why are you going to vote for them? And what is the next Dáil going to look like? It's going to be an interesting few days ahead. And I'm sure we'll touch on this again and we'll keep an eye on it for you as well. So, there you go. How would you rate the government's performance? Not great by the sounds of things from the people of Ireland that were calling in tonight. We've got a couple of C's and a lot of talk of independence. That's going to be an interesting one to see how the independents do in this election. But look, we don't know what's going to happen. We'll find out.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.